Hey folks, on this mule show, that is Paradise Ridge and a Dead Mule, formerly 40 Acres and a Clone Mule, and sometimes popping up as Mule Redux, you might hear from Danbert Nobicon, solo from the former British humanist hitmakers Chumbawamba. Because if you're near the space-time coordinates of Saturday, November 1st at 9 p.m. and Mikey's Heroes in Moscow, Idaho, you can hear Danbert Nobicon express his capitalist critique through song, in person, and in concert. If it's already past that time while you're listening to this and you don't have the ability to go backwards in time, you're out of luck till the next time Danbert comes around. In this set, you're also likely to hear some Academy Order, a goth rock band from Philadelphia, sometime around the third song of the set and again at the end of the set. And if you're near the space-time coordinates of election night, Tuesday, November 4th, 2025 at 8:30 p.m. and Mikey's Heroes in Moscow, Idaho, you can see Academy Order in person to celebrate and shake off those election stressors. Well, there's been a lot of thought about local elections in the past week, and you know local elections are where you have the most power of the vote. While you do have to worry about Idaho voter suppression laws, you don't have to worry about the wholesale throwing out of tens of thousands of your fellow citizens' votes, like in those swing states. Anyway, this mule show goes into sort of a hyper mode around election time, what with it being time of changing weather, spooks and Halloween, the emergence of deception and evil, and the end of daylight savings time. So, we have it in Moscow, the pivot point on which the future of everything good depends. The town that's ground zero for Christian nationalism has a worldwide cult leader that has the ear of the head of the world's largest killing machine, mass murder secretary Hegseth, who is a member of the Communion of Reformed Evangelical Churches headed by Doug Wilson. And as you know, he has his candidates locally and he's chomping at the bit for a takeover. Christian nationalism, it seems, is the idea that only Christian men can have authority to make any decisions about you and your life in society on such important issues about what you can do with your own body, how much food you get, and which Venezuelan fisher people and boat commuters to kill. Well, anyway, we have a barrage of songs and sound montages meant to remind you, despite attempts at splitting the vote of the good people of Moscow and the ongoing social engineering, we are the many and they are the few, and we have ethics on our side. So, have yourself a blast listening, because it's going to be loud. There's also a good chance you'll hear this year's election theme song in the next 2 hours, plus many past years' election theme songs, so listen carefully, see if you can guess which ones. And yeah, Bill Tracy of Mother Yeti is opening for Danbert Nobicon. Here's local band Mother Yeti with Bill Tracy to start us off.
Just want the town. Oh, love. University, as you have in Moscow and Berlin, are both. They are feasible because they are small towns. They are strategic because they have major universities.
You kill people and break things for a living.
Follow. Strategic means that it would be a significant loss to the enemy if it were taken. Feasible means that it's possible to take.
Separate mailer features a photograph of the partially demolished former Keeney Brothers building on 3rd Street, accompanied by the statement that Idaho's economy is booming, just not in Moscow. This appears to suggest that the city is somehow blocking development. In truth, the city issued permits for both the demolition and the foundation work for the redevelopment of that property. The project was halted by a court order resulting from a private dispute with an adjacent property owner, not by any action of the city government.